this is, you know, our spiritual battle. You know, and it's through prayer that we battle. Amen. Hallelujah. So prayer, through prayer, there is war. There is a fight. There is an army. And there is power. Amen. Amen. Through prayer. Amen. You know, but the war is won. I want you to know that. Amen. Say the war is won. War. Amen. Who won the war? Amen. And the fight is also won. All we got to do is fight the good fight of what?
Faith.
Faith. Amen. And the army, you know, the army has victory.
Amen.
The army has victory already. And the power has already been given to us. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, you want to know where I'm at right now. The Lord is working on me. You know, I for the last several months, God has been working on me and restoring me.
Amen.
You know, I mean, it's just marvelous in what he's doing in my life. I'm seeing things different, you know, now, you know, because I'll allow the Lord to work on me. I want to be restored. Amen. And, you know, how many of you guys remember the Hubble telescope? Anybody in here remember the Hubble telescope? Nobody? You remember the Hubble telescope? Okay, praise God. Well, that Hubble telescope was, it was launched into orbit in 1990. And launched up there, and you know how much money they spent on that telescope? $1.5 billion. Hallelujah. And when they had launched it, it got up there in the orbit and everything, and they found out that it was sending pictures back, and they couldn't make out what they were. It wasn't giving true pictures. And, you know, with $1.5 billion, they wasn't going to junk it. You know what I'm saying? They were going to try to fix that thing. It sounds like a child of God. I mean, you've been on the junk pile. I've been on that junk pile too, man, I'm telling you. But Jesus, oh, I can shout right now. Oh, Jesus had to go in the junk pile to get me out of the junk pile. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's restoring me back to what I need to be. Amen. And so they took this idea of maybe we can put reflected lenses in it, that the lens will cause a reflection and send true pictures back to the earth. And so they tried that. And it worked. You know, it worked. So that deal, that telescope is sending now, orbiting around in space and sending true pictures because what the, you know, they decided to work on it and get it right. Amen. How many of you know that Jesus is working on us? I use that Hubble telescope to show you and give you an example of what God is doing in my life. You know, how he's working on me, you know, restoring me and giving me reflected eyesight. You know, I want to reflect Jesus just like the sun, the moon reflect the sun. Amen. And I want vision where I can see clearly. I want to see clearly now. Amen. What God is doing in my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I don't want no fuzzy picture, you know. I want to know what God want me to do. Hallelujah. Because he's called me to be a servant. I'm a servant of the Most High God. Hallelujah. But getting back to my message tonight, this morning, I want to talk to you for just a few moments this morning in titling Recovering by Prayer. Recovering by prayer. If y'all know anything about me, you know I love prayer. I love to pray. Hallelujah. I love to see things move, you know. The Bible said mountains in your way, move out of our way. Amen. And prayer to me is what moves the mountains. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, prayer is based on the word of God. If you don't get anything out this morning, prayer is based on the word of God. Not your word, but the word of God. When you begin to speak the word of God in prayer, things change. You know, and that bothered me a long time ago because that made me realize that I was going to have to commit to memory some scripture, put some in me, put some word in me so I could be able to pray the word, you know, to see things change. And so it's been a life experience of getting the word down in me so that I can speak to the devil and tell him what says Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Like he said, it's written in the word of God, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Joshua said, I think he said in the word, he said, I think he was saying Joshua, what is it, 8:1. 1:8, Joshua 1:8, how he said in that word that a blessing, what's that scripture? Joshua 1:8, bring that scripture up, Brother Joe, if you can. Joshua 1:8. Hallelujah. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I meditate upon it day and night, that we may observe to do according to all that's written therein. Then I shall make our way prosper, and then we shall have good success. Meditating on the word of God, praying that word of God, we're going to have good success. Hallelujah. I appreciate Brother Joe so much. He does. He and his family, they do a powerful job. They help us in the Pine Bluff church there, and I tell you, he just does things. Never have to say anything to him. He just know what to do. Hallelujah. He's been a blessing to us. Amen. Hallelujah. So, when you look at prayer, you look at it as being based on God's word. You know, I'm preaching elementary this morning because you know that. God wants you to be happy. Yes. You know, God wants you to be happy. He's doing all these things for you to be happy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Everything that he's done, he wants you to be happy. He wants you to walk happy, live happy, be happy. Hallelujah. Be in victory. Amen. I've heard this most of my life. At times heal all wounds. How many of y'all heard that? Let me see your hand. Time heals all wounds. I've heard that most of my life. How many of you know that's a lie? Time don't heal no. You know, if you take, I'm going to give you an example. If you would just go to the doctor's office and just sit there in the doctor's office, don't do nothing, just sit there and wait till your healing come. Just sit there. Just, I don't know how long you got to sit, but just sit there and wait till your healing come. I mean, you're going to spend a lot of time and your healing is not going to come. I mean, you know, you got to make an appointment. You got to make an appointment.
Yes.
And you got to go to your appointment. You can't miss your appointment. I'm sad to say, but I've been to a lot of funerals, and this is what they say. That's one appointment everybody going to meet, you know, unless we fly. You can't miss that appointment when you go be with the Lord. Amen. But you got to make that appointment. And you got to see the doctor. You got to talk to the doctor. What I'm getting at. Y'all see what I'm getting at, don't you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you talk and converse to the doctor, then they can give a diagnosis for trying to see what's wrong with you and trying to get you healed. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we got to do something. Say, I got to do something. I do something. Amen. I've heard that all my life, but I found out that that's a lie. Amen. It took the children of Israel 40 years to get to the promised land and was what? Just a three-day journey. Just a three-day journey. God is not in no hurry. I want to see the hands of those that hear this morning that God is working on you like he's working on me. Hallelujah. And it's marvelous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Freedom Pastor preached a message there in the Camden Church on the polish wheel. And I tell you, he's working on that polish wheel. Amen. He's making something out of us. Hallelujah. And so why did it take them 40 years? I tell you why. They spoke against God and they spoke against Moses. They talked about the bread. They talked about the journey. You see what I'm saying? They talked about it. They murmuring and complaining. And then God, what did God do? He sent those snakes into the camp. And lots of them died. So they repented and asked Moses to pray for them. Hallelujah. How many of you know that when you mess up, you need somebody to pray for you? Hallelujah. In Numbers 21 and 9, Numbers 21 and 9, it says, so Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And so it was, if a serpent had bitten them, anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Hallelujah. That's what prayer will do. Amen. Prayer will cause you to recover from your mess. Amen. My number one point is, with prayer, we can recover from the problems that we have caused. How many of you know Israel caused that problem, didn't they? They didn't have no business murmuring against God, but they murmured against Moses, and they caused that problem to themselves. Hallelujah. But how many of you know prayer changed it? Amen. When Moses prayed, God gave him the strategy to build that pole and put that brazen serpent on it. And as a result, the whole medical field used that emblem for their to administer healing to people. Amen. That symbol. Amen. But they mumbled and complained. And so God caused them to recover. Amen. Hallelujah. So I don't know if we are causing problems today in any way, in any form, but I tell you, you can recover. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And let's look at this morning Hezekiah in 2 Kings 20, verse 1 through 2. It says, in those days Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, thus say the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then he turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, how many of you know when he turned his face to the wall to pray? You know, he told him that he was going to die. The prophet, the man of God, said, you're going to die if you don't get your house in order. Hallelujah. How many of you know we're going to have to get rid of some things in our life? We're going to have to stop doing some things in our life and turn our face to the wall and pray to God that God will help us. Amen. How many of you know God made us? He made us and he know all about us. Amen. And so Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and began to pray to God that God would change things for him. Hallelujah. And God forgave him and healed him. Three things. He forgave him, he healed him, and he added 15 more years to his life. What would prayer do? Tell me, what would prayer do? It'll change things. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so point number two. With prayer, we can recover from our emotions, not believing God, our thinking emotionally. And, you know, we can forget. God will forgive us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so let's go to Matthew, the 20th chapter, and verse 30 through 34. And it says here, and behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." Then the multitude warned them that they should be quiet, but they cried out all the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." So Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Lord, that our eyes may be open." So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God wants to heal us? Amen. He wants to heal us and allow us to see clearly. He want to open our eyes so we can see things that we never seen before. And you know, that is my fourth point. With prayer, we can recover our vision and see things that we have never seen before. Hallelujah. And that's what will happen with the telescope. You know, they worked on it, and it was able for them to reflect things that have never been seen before. Amen. Up in the orbit. Hallelujah. And so God is saying to us this morning that through prayer we can change things. We can see things that we never seen before. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you get the third point? With prayer, we can recover when others think that we will not recover. You know, Hezekiah, he recovered when people didn't even think. Isaiah didn't think he was going to make it. You know, he gave him up. How many have been given up on? How many people have given up on you? They giving up on you. Hallelujah. You see people in the ditch, you know, and people that's laying in the ditch, eating out of garbage cans and stuff like that. And they walk, people walking by them every day, doesn't give up on them. Don't say nothing to them. Just give up on them. You know, I was one of those persons. You know? But I'm glad somebody prayed for me. I'm glad somebody saw the need to pray and believe God for me. Isaiah, the man of God, he went in and he prophesied over him and said, "If you don't get your house in order, you're going to die." Hallelujah. You're going to die. Giving up on him. No more. Hallelujah. But it's something about, I don't know if you experienced it or not, but it's something about those footsteps. Those footsteps, y'all know who those footsteps are. Those footsteps that's coming to you. Coming to you. Hallelujah. When they're giving you up and say you ain't gonna never mount to nothing. You'll never be nothing. But it's something about the footsteps that's coming to you. They're saying, "I'm going to help you. Get up and let me dust you off." Hallelujah. I remember the day when the Lord came into my life that I didn't think I'd never be nothing because of the things I was doing. But say, "He's able." You pick me up and touch my life. And I knew he was coming to me. When he walked in that car and touched my life, in 1977, things been changed. Amen. Everything been changed. I see different. On the heat pile, junk pile, just going, just living in sin. But when God touched my life, he came to me, hallelujah, and changed things in my life. Amen. But I want you to know somebody was praying for me. It might have been a grandma or grandpa or somebody, but somebody, my wife, somebody was praying for me. And I'm telling you, with prayer, we can recover when others think we will not make it. Hallelujah. Just keep on praying. You got some people that people done given them up. Give up on them. You see, you might even think, "Lord, is there any help from?" I want to tell you, help is on the way. Yeah. Keep on praying. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so these blind men, they were crying out. You know, they were telling them to be quiet, but they cried out the more because they want to see. They wanted their sight. They wanted to see Jesus. They want to see things that they never seen before. And the person, the man, which was Jesus, was passing by to do it. Opportunity was there for the two blind men. Hallelujah. How many times the opportunity is getting ready to walk in your life? And for some reason or another, you let that opportunity slide by because somebody told you to shut up. Somebody told you that, hey, do you know what you're doing? Or somebody told you, look, it never been done before. Somebody told you that, hey, that's for them people. It's not for you. How many times somebody told you that? And you quiet down. And you wouldn't call on Jesus. You wouldn't call the one that's able to do exceedingly abundant above anything you can ask or think according to the power that works in you. I tell you, change is coming through prayer. Hallelujah. There's a wind of change is coming if you got the faith to believe. There's a scripture in Psalms said that he delivered me from all my afflictions. A-double-L, all my afflictions. And the Greek word is all. I mean everything he delivered them from. Amen? Somebody trying to shut you up. But you better call out to God because this is your hour. This is your time for you to shine, to be the trophy that God has called you to be. This is your season. This is your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be happy. God wants you to be happy. Walk in Brooks's and Walmart. Be happy for what God has done. That somebody might see you. The radiation of Jesus Christ. You are reflecting him in your life. And somebody see that. And they want to change. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so point three, that we with prayer we can recover when others think we cannot and will not make it. Amen. And point four, and we just talked about that, said with prayer we can recover our vision and we can see things we have never seen before. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's where I'm at. I'm seeing things that I never seen before. Hallelujah. Because God is working on me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, in Luke 22, if we put it on the screen, Luke 22, verse 31 and 32, and it says that, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you, but that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brother. Hallelujah. You know the devil is asking for you. Every day he's asking for you. I warn him. I'm not talking about the accuser of the brother, you know, because he's been cast down. But he's saying, I want that person. I want to bring them down. I want to destroy their life. That's what he wants to do. He and his demonic forces, every day he's trying to find, he's looking and trying to find a place to bring you down. And don't give place to him. Don't give place to Satan. Don't open that door. Don't get up and say my head is hurting. Say I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Don't get up and say my bones are hurting. Say I'm healed in Jesus' name. My bones are great. I got good marrow in my bone. It's producing blood in my body. Pure blood in my body. Don't get up and complain every day. Don't get up and say, oh me, oh my. But get up and say today is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I got something to sing about. I got a new song today. The Bible say it says that he forgives all our iniquity, heals all our diseases, and deliver us from destruction, crown us our head with loving kindness and tender mercy. He satisfied our mouth with good things. He satisfied this mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed, what? Like the eagle. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to feel like soaring today. Somebody ought to feel like soaring with Jesus today because he's been good to us. Amen. He's been a mighty, powerful God in our life. Hallelujah. I tell you, if you praise him, if you give him some praise, I tell you, some strength will come that you never had, some peace will come that you never had. I tell you, he's in that business of covering you. Hallelujah. He's just waiting on to bless you today. He's just waiting on you to you to just enter in to his blessing. It's just like stepping out of that and stepping in to some new stuff that God want to do today. Amen. It's some new things today God want to do. Every day they renewed. It's like the dew on Mount Hermon. Hallelujah. It never fails. The dew be up there every day. The blessings of God are renewed every day. Hallelujah. Every morning. That's right, sister. So Peter messed up by denying Jesus. But he said, I pray and allow him to be strengthened to help others. Hallelujah. That's what the word say. It said, but I prayed for you, Peter, that you fail. Hallelujah. And the point number of five, it said that with prayer, we can recover from the devil's attack and help other brothers and sisters. Amen. Don't you want to help other brothers and sisters? Amen. That's through prayer. Amen. The opening video, how they was helping the ones in the battle. Amen. On the battlefield. Hallelujah. Because you say, well, the devil don't bother me. Well, I tell you, just keep on. Just keep on getting up every morning because it's something going to break out sooner or later. And through prayer, my pastor in Houston, Pastor Osteen, you say when you pray every day and pray when you think you don't need to pray, pray anyway because it's a day coming when you're going to need that prayer. Amen. You banking it up. Amen. For the time to come. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, like it is with Peter, he messed up, but through prayer, God allowed him to be strengthened so he could be able to help his brother. I mean, he got it and he went on with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Preached that. You see him again in the Bible. He preached in Acts, and I tell you, 3,000 souls got saved. Amen. I'm telling you, that's just like strengthening the brothers. Amen. Hallelujah. There are many on the battlefield. There are many that need your prayer. Hallelujah. There are some in your family that need prayer. Amen. They need, and I tell you, we got the power. We got the anointing to be able to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. In Job 42 and verse 10. Job 42 and verse 10. It said, and the Lord restored Job losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Hallelujah. Look at God. You know what Job did? He prayed for his friends. But they didn't speak the good things about Job. They didn't speak of God, what God had told him to tell him. You know, have you ever had friends that do you like that? You know, they don't tell you the things about God that you need to hear. You know, that's not right. Amen? And so they didn't speak about God like they were supposed to. And so Job was granted to pray for his friends. Amen? And when he did, God allowed him to get back twice as much as he had. And how many of you know Job was rich? Amen? So with prayer, we can change our friend's life and the plans of the enemy and recover all that the enemy has taken from us. Prayer for the ones that are wounded in battle. That's what we do. We pray for those that are wounded in the battle. Amen? And you know, where we see prayer, as that video, that opening video, going into the enemy's territory and taking back what belongs to the Lord. Amen. And prayer is the anointing that God allow us to have in our life to be able to move mountains, to see things change in our life, to work things out when you think it's not being worked out. Amen. Hallelujah. And so recovering by prayer today, hallelujah, is what God want to do in our life through prayer. Amen. He wants you to recover. Is anything in your life today that need to be recovered? Amen. Do you have some situation and some circumstances that need to be recovered? There's examples in the Bible how God allowed people to recover when they have lost things, when they've been attacked in life. Hallelujah. Because prayer is the recovering thing, amen? For you to take back what the devil has taken away from you, amen? How many of you know the devil has took lots of things away from us? And it's time for us to get it back. It's time for us to get things back that was lost and stolen, amen? That's what Jesus came. He said, I came to seek that which was lost, amen? Hallelujah. To save it, to restore it. Hallelujah. And that's what he's in the business of doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Over in Hebrew, I want to read this final scripture here this morning. In Hebrew, the fourth chapter. The fourth chapter. And verse 14. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we have not a high priest who cannot be sympathized with our weakness, but was in all point tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. Open door policy for us to come to the throne room. Hallelujah. How many of you know that that door is open 24 hours, 7 days a week? Hallelujah. And the problem is prayer. Prayer. Prayer is what supersedes us. Amen. When we begin to pray, we get in that throne room. God said he's going to meet some needs. Amen. How many of you have needs today? Hallelujah. I have some needs myself. Hallelujah. It's just not enough people saved for me. That's one need. How do you know that God wants us to understand that we are here in his stead to make a difference? Amen. Hallelujah. So God wants us to know this morning that we can recover things that have been lost. Hallelujah. Just like he's restoring us, we're going to be able to allow God to restore us and put us back like we have never been before. Amen. Making us brand new. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you can just stand on your feet this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's such a wonderful time here in the Lord. And this morning, I want to have an altar call. Amen. If some here this morning, you don't know right now, you don't know how it's going to happen. You prayed and you sought the Lord and it still not happened. But I'm telling you this morning that God has sent a message to you this morning through prayer. That's how it's going to happen. Praying for one another, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous avail much. When the last time you prayed for someone? When the last time you saw victory through prayer? You say, well, I pray. I seek the Lord. You say, but, you know, so-and-so is still not saved. I want you to know, don't give up. Hallelujah. Because that's what God has called us to do. He called us to make a difference. And we can make the difference because we have the power, we have the anointing, and we have the things that God has given us and equipped us with to be able to make that difference. Hallelujah. I gave 6 points this morning. And if there is any one of those points that you feel the Lord is tugging at your heart with, the Holy Spirit is touching you with, and you say, well, I need prayer. I need prayer because I want to see things like I've never seen before. I need prayer because I want to be able to call out on the Lord. I want to be more powerful in my calling and praying to the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want the Lord to give up on me. Hallelujah. If that's you and any of those calls or those points this morning, I'd like for you to make your way down. I'm going to pray with you and believe God over you. Is anybody in the house tonight want an agreement in prayer as we pray and close this service this morning? Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you this morning that you are recovering, God. You are able to recover things that have been lost in our lives. Situation and circumstances has caused us to be the way we are, Lord. So, Lord, we cry out today. We cry out for a different. We cry out for a powerful move of God. Lord, allow your spirit today to move up on us today. And Father, you see, Father God, you see these that are here at this altar, God, wanting their life touched and changed, Lord. They want to see you more clearly, Lord. Lord, they want to cry out to you more, God. Lord, they want to pray for one another, Lord. And Lord, not leave them on the battlefield. Lord, so many times we have passed by people, Lord, and not even offer a prayer for them. But Lord, we are here today repenting, God, asking you to forgive us, Lord. Lord, because that's a life, a precious life. Oh, God, you want to make a difference in their life. You want to touch their life. And Lord, as we are here today yielding to you and asking you to pour into us, Lord, what we need today for the journey, Lord. This journey that we are on, God. Lord, we want you to strengthen us, oh God, like you did Peter, God. Lord, Peter was prayed for. You prayed for him. And Lord, as a result, he was able to be strengthened and strengthen his brothers, Lord. Lord, we bind the attack of the enemy, God. The breakouts in our home, the breakout on our job, the breakout in the school system, the breakout in our cities, God. The crimes and things that are going on, God. Lord, we pray for it, Lord. And Lord, we pray for our president, Lord. Pray for our nation. We pray for Israel, Lord. We are praying to make a difference, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Let the angels go forth today. Hallelujah, I see angels going forth today. The Bible said that they are waiting on us to command them. The Bible said, command ye me. So we command the angels to go forth today where we can't go, God. In the hospital, in our neighbor's home, God. Oh, God, in cities, Lord. Allow it to go forth. Allow those angels to go forth, God. Break down the forces of darkness today. In Jesus' name, God. We come to this altar today, God. We cry out at this altar today, God. Lord, let your wind and breath breathe here on this altar today. Lord, let the fire of God be released off of the altar today. Lord, as we give up things that are not us, oh God, give up those things, God, that we are held on to. We say no more. Work on us, oh God. Make us brand new. Hallelujah. Restore us, oh God. We cry out, restore right now. Restore our family. Restore our city. Restore now, God. Let the turnaround be today, God. We initiated in prayer today. We stand together today. You said the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avail much, God. Lord, let this be the platform and the foundation that is built today, God. Through prayer, God. And we'll see things change and turn around for your glory today, God. Lord, we cover each one here today that's standing in your blood of Jesus today. And we say, precious Holy Spirit, touch their lives today. Make them whole. Make them whole, God. Make us whole, God. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, God. Bring the liberation. Bring the freedom today, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Every entanglement, every bondage got to go today in Jesus' name. And we announce that freedom, God, that we believe in, God, and we know that you're able to do, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the turnaround. Thank you for the breakthrough in our lives today. We shout glory. We shout hallelujah. We shout praise the Lord. We shout thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We say adoration to you go up before you. Lord, thank you that our prayers go up to the throne room today. As you are touching our lives, God, you are turning things around, God. Oh, God, can't nobody touch our lives like you do, God. So, Lord, I thank you today for allowing your spirit today to move upon us today. In Jesus' name, God. Oh, this is what we came to do today, God. We came to worship you. We came to thank you, Lord. We came to give you praise today for your wonderful work in our lives, God. Your wonderful work in our city, in our nation, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Because, Lord, we know that without you, it's impossible, Lord. With you, God, all things are possible today, God. So, Lord, thank you right now. Oh, we give you praise and give you glory, God. Let the hand of God rest upon this church, Lord, upon the pastor, Lord. Let the hand of God, which is the Spirit of God, rest upon us today, God. Lord, we declare that in you we live and move and have our being today, God. And Lord, we experience the turnaround. We experience the restoration. We experience, Lord, our life being redeemed by that precious blood of Jesus today. And so, Lord, we are thanking you. We are thanking you, Lord. We are thanking you, Lord, for your power, God, to move in you and to live in you, God. And Lord, thank you. Lord, we bless this church. We bless this day. We bless everything that you want to do to us today, God. We open up ourselves to you, God, and say we are open today to all that you want to do, God. Have your way. Have your way in our life, God. And Lord, I just believe that the spirit of recovery from all the enemy has taken in our lives, in our family, in our church, in our city, Lord, we say we are on the advancing end, God, and we are recovering. We're recovering through prayer. Lord, we're bringing our brothers and our sisters back to you, God, through prayer, God. And Lord, thank you. And we declare that the battle is yours, Lord. And we declare the victory today. We declare your victory over our lives today. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise, give you glory, give you honor today for the turnaround, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. If there's anyone here this morning, you need personal prayer. We'll pray with you. We'll stay here and pray with you this morning. And something that's going on in your life that you say, well, I just got to have a move of God. I need somebody to pray and agree with me today. If that's you, we'd be glad to pray with you and see things change for the glory of God. Amen.